Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Well, we're moving
on now. It's for you, Ocho. And I tweeted about this yesterday. That's the theme song to the Jeffersons that was sung by Jeanette Dubois, who also played Wilona on Good Times. R.I.P. She passed away yesterday. I was a big fan of the show Good Times.
They just did... never mind. You know what? I was mixing up Good Times. Okay, yeah, Good Times. Good Times was...
Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker.
John Amos.
You know what I can't remember? I used to watch Good Times a lot, and for whatever reason, I can remember very, very little about any of the plots or anything of any episode.
It's they play it on a loop on one of the stations that replays sitcoms all the time. I can't remember if it's TV Land or one of them. It's one of those shows, though. You know there's a delineation with these shows where it doesn't matter that you're watching it on the HD version of that channel or not. It's still a square box in the middle of your, you know, widescreen.
Yeah. I wonder, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to find or at least commission a study. Hmm. If I can't find this study, I'll commission it. I would be interested about, like, cross-cultural TV shows and their audiences. Hmm. Where, like, which TV shows that have a huge white folks following are also enjoyed by a lot of African-Americans versus which ones do African-Americans tend to, on average, more think like, oh, that's some corny white folks stuff.
Yeah, that's
and vice versa. Like, Good Times is enjoyed by how many Caucasians versus whatever.
I would venture to say that Good Times might be the gold standard for
cross-cultural enjoyment.
Yeah, I do. I think I loved Good Times.
I bet, well, the Jeffersons, though, too. The Jeffersons is almost, because that was like, actually, that was heavily integrated, because that was Jefferson, Mr. Jefferson there, living in high-rise.
High-rise, but it was a spinoff of All in the Family. They were the next-door neighbors of the Bunkers, and then it was spun off.
See, that's why, wasn't that one about the deluxe apartment in the sky?
Yeah, Jefferson.
That was the Jefferson.
It was the Jefferson.
Why were you just talking about Good Times?
Because the person who sang that, Jeanette Dubois, played Wilona on Good Times.
Okay, I'm trying to capture
her resume in both song and me talking about her career.
Okay, I feel better about myself, because immediately what I thought was like, why am I thinking of the Jeffersons when Sean's talking about Good Times now who's the racist? I'm the racist.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot it was 6:19 in the
like
morning.
Me saying like all 70 sitcoms look alike.
You had a few drinks at the party yesterday.
I feel a whole lot better.
I did say she sang the Jeffersons theme song and she was Wilona on Good Times. So I didn't misspeak it. I probably needed to make it a little simpler. Like, here's the theme song for Good Times.
I apologize to the committee. I apologize to everybody listening. And
no
may
apology.
God have mercy on myself.
Anytime
you need a payment,
anytime you need a Monday. Not getting hassled, Seth. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head
above water. Before Bloomberg was married.
What? This took place. Good times. Good Times actually took place in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. South side of Chicago.
Hanging in a what?
I don't know. I just went.
Hold on. I remember.
Find the lyrics.
Chappelle has a bit about that. Yeah. It's hanging in a chow line.
That's what I thought.
That's
it was
right.
Chow
hanging
line.
In a chow line.
I thought it was chow line, but I wasn't sure. I think Good Times fits the bill for what you're talking about. Crossover.
Crossover hit, cross-cultural hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob Manfred yesterday met with the media, and he talked about the trash can banging and confirmed that there were players that said it took place in the postseason in 2016.
The garbage can signaling went on in the postseason. I mean, there was conflicting evidence on that point, but... You know, in an investigation, you often have conflicting evidence, and it was my view that the more credible evidence was that they continued to use the scheme in the postseason.
Can you tell us what that evidence was?
Yeah, it was statements from players.
That, when I hear that, Seth, and I know, I feel like that's gotten sprinkled into the story, but hearing Rob Manfred reconfirm it yesterday, are you surprised he didn't strip the World Series championship from the Astros?
No, because I think, and I'm not saying this to try to deflect blame from the Astros, I think that there was a lot of it going on because they found there was a lot of this going on with at least two of the better teams in the AL that season with the Red Sox and the Yankees. And I think what he alluded to in the ESPN interview on Sunday was he kind of made a slippery slope argument, which was, it wasn't even a slippery slope argument. It was you, if by doing this, you set a precedent, and then the question becomes, okay, where do we stop? Because if we strip it from the Astros, but then you find out that other teams were doing it in that same season or further on down the road, not to mention, do we go back in time and strip it from various other teams that had cheated? And it's just not a precedent he wants. He does not want to be the one that sets that precedent.
The Astros are the rare team that probably wanted their crowd to be quiet at home in the postseason in 2017. Can you imagine, like, batters who use the garbage can method when they got in the batter's box being like a quarterback at home in the postseason, like doing the crowd quiet down sign so they can hear the garbage can? The other thing, Rob Manfred, of note that he said in his press conference yesterday, we mentioned this. The one thing, I don't think Manfred has handled this as poorly as he's being made out to be nationally. Mostly he's being just gut punched nationally because everybody wants the Astros to have their World Series title stripped, and he didn't do that. The one thing he did do was when he called the trophy a piece of metal, like he probably could have, you know, propped up the commissioner's trophy a little bit more. He apologized for that yesterday.
I have to say I made one mistake. At least during that long day. And that was in an effort to make a rhetorical point. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. And I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it.
Apologies.
Right, so there you go. Apology. You know apology accepted. You know, nobody's accepting apologies these days. Manfred, apology accepted.
It's become our new national currency. It's like it's the most valuable thing is actually the rarest gem in America these days is an accepted apology.
That's right. That's what I'm doing.
I demand an apology.
That's what I'm doing for Manfred.
Not good enough.
Manfred, I accept your apology. Hey, we're excited to bring you, this is cool. We're getting to announce this here. The Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light. We're going to spend the next 7 weeks going to the best crawfish restaurants in all of Houston, around in the surrounding areas. Let us know where we should go. Comment on our social media and use hashtag Best Bugs. It's crawfish season, so let's get down. Today at 1:45, we will unveil where next week's Fat Tuesday kickoff party is going to be. So you won't want to miss that. That'll be during the back end of In the Loop. It's a Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.